Marco Nocedo is the Secretary of the Investment Board of the Jessica Holding Fund in Sardinia, in the Sardinia region. Please.
Good morning to all of you. I'm Marco Nocedo. I come from Sardinia, the second largest island in the Mediterranean Sea. I don't know if where is my beautiful island. And I'm a secretary of the investment board of Jessica Holding Fund that we created in Sardinia in 2010. These are the contents of my presentation, because I want to show you how we created five different types of funds in the 2007 and 2013 programming period, and how we want to develop this kind of funds, financial instruments in general, inside ERDF programs, to support and to help enterprises and also public local authorities to invest the resources to the develop of different sectors. And at the end, we have a financial instrument in Sardinia for new challenges, because the context now is very interesting to understand how we want to develop the funds and how we want to support new enterprises, new innovative firms, for example. This is a specific picture about Jessica Holding Fund Sardinia, with some information, key facts, for example, when we have created the fund, the resources, 16 millions of euros, are divided into different types of fund. One for urban regeneration, to support local authorities, with also the help from private sectors to invest in specific areas of, for example, Cagliari, that is the capital city of Sardinia, or in the other bigger cities inside the regional territory. And the other was about, and is about, energy efficiency projects or renewable energy projects. The strategy was this urban regeneration project in these sectors. And the products are two, debt and equity, because we have lending from a specific bank that can help private or local sector, also with public money from Sardinia region. And we created in this way a leverage effect, and we have financed 26 contracts. And this is the amount of resources that we are investing in this different fund. It's interesting to also understand the significant employment impact that we have with this fund and these projects, and also the portfolio that includes niche operations, because we have a little project for a small town and a small areas inside Sardinia, where we have interesting efficiency energy projects, also to show in other events, and major infrastructure projects like gas networks. For example, in Sardinia we have the problem of energy production and energy supply, and we invest in a network to bring the methane, renewable energy, not only oil and the others like this. This is an interesting thing about structure of Jessica Holding Fund Sardinia. We divided the holding fund into different areas. And this is a box. There is a box about factors and lessons learned, because we want to promote again this with the second generation fund, this program, because we'll finish the revolving period this year. Success factors are private sector involvement, of course, project pipeline, because we have a lot of projects that are evaluated by the banks that are involved in the program. Governance, because we design this kind of organization. Flexibility investment strategy, also technical assistance by EIB, the European Investment Bank, that support our work in these years, and also simple Swiss approaches and territorial coverage, because we cover all the Sardinian country, region, territory. These are the other four funds we introduced with the last programming period. This kind of funds to help enterprises. This is a scheme that resume and that show how we can help enterprises to increase or to opposite to the credit crunch and the crisis, because in Sardinia we have like in Italy and in other European countries, the problem that we have lacking financial sounds and also high level of debts, and the enterprises hadn't the possibility to have a credit line from the banks. The credit crunch was very strong from 2008, and also now it's a problem for our enterprises. And we created a regional guarantee fund with a high level of euros available to support traditional credit lines and also for new uses, because we have two different operations that we can support: cash investment, we refinancing a new credit line, and credit lines in medium long term, or the other products is leasing. And we propose the first demand guarantees in the form of direct guarantee, co-guarantee, or counter guarantees. And we help the sector like commerce, agriculture, and manufacturing areas. And the other are the reindustrialization of industrial areas fund, because this is a mortgage fund, typical mortgage fund with financial leasing or mortgage by the bank. And the meaning is we have in Sardinia a lot of industrial areas that are closed, that finish the activities in the north, in the south, and also in the center of Sardinia. The industrial policy in the past was developed to have an important large areas, industrial areas, manufacturing plants. But after the crisis, we reduce a lot of our capacity to products, and we have a lot of unemployment situation and problems, and people without work. And we thought about a reindustrialization fund to search some investors that wanted to buy or to change the process inside this area to refinance activities. It's very interesting, and it's a revolving fund like the regional guarantee fund. And after this programming period, we recover amount of resources to invest again, because the principle or the main feature of this fund is that we recover the investments. And we have also the venture capital fund called Ingenium Sardinia. This is to support small and medium-sized innovative firms in the seed early stage, also to expand. And the last is capitalization of enterprises and investment fund. It's a new fund that was created in January, last January, to support business development plans proposed by corporation with a capitalization investment, and another kind with the products of finance leasing or share participation loan equity. These are the scheme of our funds. The challenges. Challenged by European Commission is to develop new funds, and we want to link our last experience with the new program. And of course, we are waiting the results from a sound assessment, and we are evaluating four different investment areas. Research and development to increase innovative and competitive business, urban development, of course, and regeneration, because we want to promote the second generation of Jessica Old Fund, and also low carbon economy, energy efficiency, and the most important part is about the support the assets to finance for private companies. Also including SMEs, because we have a specific direction from Commission, from European Commission, to invest to help SMEs enterprises. Also because in Sardinia we have a lot of SMEs enterprises instead few. Big or great enterprise, and after to be analyzed this area after a sound assessment result, we want to design and implement it this kind of financial instrument, because we want to help the business dynamism, and we are. Evaluating critical points of our enterprises, and with the Jessica Old Fund Sardinia, we can help, of course, also local authorities with the PPP, 3Ps, private partnership, because we want. To catch also private investment. It's very important for the development of this financial instrument to have resources from private. And also we want to develop the SMEs guarantee fund, because I told you that before that we with the revolving fund we'll have new resources to invest again, and also the loans fund, because we have a problem with small loans, because a lot of micro enterprises don't have now support or an help from the banks. Also, the risk capital fund specific to development and consolidation of risk capital for SMEs, startup and expansion. We divide it because we have different action and different activities inside the program for culture innovative startups, and also creative for a particular business, and we want to support with this kind of capital fund. And also the innovatives is the last, with a link to venture capital and business angels network, like a co-investment, to have a private sector protagonist to invest to support other enterprises. The last slide is about a scheme that we are implementing, because we want to have a specific fund to help SMEs with different kind of products. The aim is to increase the product lines, of course, to operate in the credit market and also in the capital market, because we have the important link with the banks that are also changing their organization, their structure in Sardinia, and it's important to link our investment or public investment with this different kind to help enterprises and to encourage the placing or the inclusion for new finance in Sardinia economic system, because we want to help the dynamism and also for growth of the economical system, the economic system in Sardinia. It's important to have this kind of products and this kind of approach. And we are thinking about SMEs initiative, and they told about this before, and we have first and second option, but we are thinking about securitization, because the first option now is covered by our fund, and it's important to understand how link the different funds, because in Sardinia another problem is high level of debt, of course, but also the weak financial structure of enterprises, because the enterprises are small and don't have a financial structure that can be helped by sometimes this kind of instruments. And the objectives are this, of course, to increase the use of financial instruments, because we have a good results from the experience from Jessica, also from the SMEs Fund, Guarantee Fund, and Venture Capital Fund, to introduce innovative instrument with the participation of private sectors, to encourage local banks to extend additional, of course, loans, because now the first problem is this, that bank don't give money to the enterprises without a guarantee from Sardinian region, to stimulate SMEs financing and regional economic growth, also to increase investment in research and development, and to increase the volume of lending to Sardinian SMEs. These are the scheme. Main products will be loans, guarantees, and equity, of course. And we are thinking about funds to organize this system with a main fund divided in different tools for specific objective.
Thank you very much. Is there any immediate question to Mr. Nasedu in the audience? Yes, please. I wonder if there's any microphone out there. Yes, please. Could we please give this microphone to the lady here in the middle?
Yes, good morning, Laura Vanvey. I am working for managing authorities in France around financial instrument. I would like to know which leverage did you reach by the instrument you have created in 2010, and which leverage are you expected for the new one?
From Guarantee Fund?
Yes.
Yes, the leverage was 1 to 3, and we have gathered good results from an ex-post assessment, because now we are studying how to link different products inside the evolution of Guarantee Fund, like bonds or financial bills, and the leverage was good. Also, the capacity to help enterprises to have the access of credit line, because the first problem was that banks have had the problems to give money. Okay, and with this effect, we are guaranteeing a lot of enterprises. Now we have 230 resource guarantee inside the fund.
Thank you very much. I would like to know if indeed the four funds that you presented for 7-13 are indeed all financed by OP resources, and to what extent this your experience from 7-13 has influenced the decision making process for 14-20.
How the first experience?
Yes. Okay. If all of them, you mentioned the four funds, four financial mm-hmm. instruments in the programming period 7-13. I wasn't really sure if they are all co-financed by the ERDF or if they also result from the national or regional budget of the island. The second question is, to what extent your experience from the past has influenced your decision-making process for the future?
Now we are developing the new program in these days, and we have got result from Guarantee Fund, also from Jessica, and we are deciding to promote again this financial instrument, but we are waiting the results from ex ante assessment because we want to know how we helped the enterprises, because the problem are in the economic context in Sardinia are the same, because the crisis is again alive in Sardinia. It's very interesting how the dynamic is moved in this year, and we are waiting the result because we want to understand the leverage effect and also how we can finance the funds, different funds, also with regional resources and national resources. In fact, for example, SME initiative will be developed from the central government, from Italian ministers, okay, because they decided to have the main control to the securitization, for example, and also I think in the future Guarantee Fund will be managed by the government with a specific ministry, and we are deciding to change toward micro loans, for example, because the loans fund in Sardinia isn't now, and it's important to help, for example, micro enterprises, micro initiatives, and we are thinking that the direction is this: venture capital, innovative firms, and the loans with a mix of regional, national, and of course, RDF resources.
And correct me if I'm wrong. As far as Regione Sardinia is concerned, they also had previous experience on a financial instrument under the ESF, which is microfinance. So this is also to answer your question. And then just a nuance, there are talkings in Italy, so it should not go on the radar already, that maybe the SME initiative might take a shape of a form. But at the moment, it's a very, I would say, embryonic stage and very early stage, so it's... Just a clarification on that.